Hey, what's up?
This is how you start it. No, not
Yeah,
much.
I've been being criticized on how I introduced people
No,
the
it's fine.
last
What's
few.
up?
No, Spencer was like, I was like Spencer DeMulkey, and he was like, yeah, and I was like, that's not what you say. And he got mad at me. Yeah, he got
That's
mad at
great.
me.
That's great.
I thought he was gonna say like hello or what's up, but yeah, still trying to figure out when to start and like, yeah, just
What's up?
I feel like I mean, oh my God, we're gonna get into it, but
Going
yeah,
on? Okay.
but I just like wanted to say real quick, I feel like I'm so much more comfortable like 5 to like 7 or like 10 minutes into it
Yeah, that's fine.
than the first few, especially when I haven't done it in a while.
I get that.
Yeah, but let's see what's up with you first
Yeah.
before we talk about what I've been going through.
Yeah.
Gretchen Schultz,
That's me.
you're
Yeah, I didn't even say my name.
no, I can say what I know about you real quick, and then you can fill us in like a
Nice.
donut
Okay.
and
All right. I'll fill in the hole. I'll be the Boston cream filling.
so you're another stand-up comedian in
Yeah.
Cincinnati,
Yeah.
and you moved here in 2019
I
or
moved to
earlier than that.
Cincinnati in 2016.
Oh man. Guess what I was doing in
What were
2016?
you doing?
Going to calculus. Yeah.
I
And
had
cheating and getting I got caught cheating in calculus one time.
ah
Yeah, I think I've talked about it a few times on here before, but that's one of my most shameful moments
I
going
we
up.
would do this thing in calculus where we would like only like five people in our class actually would do the homework, and we would just pass it around as our teacher would go around and check our homework, and we
Yeah.
would just pass it around and change the name on it, and he wouldn't care. So I technically cheated in calculus all the time too.
Yeah. Where so did you go to high school in Ohio?
Yeah, Greenfield.
Okay, what year did you finish school? That
Graduated high
school.
school 2012. Then I graduated college in 2016, and that's when I moved to Cincinnati, because I didn't want to move to like a big city yet. I knew eventually I wanted to move somewhere big, but I was just too pussy, so I moved to Cincinnati.
When I first moved to Indianapolis, I was so scared. I was so homesick. I called my mom crying. I said, I want to come home.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got hurt playing football. I was kicking too much and it messed my groin up. Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I stuck it out for a little longer. I played for a little bit more than a year after that, but yeah, I was never really the same after.
After
I
kicking
love
too
how I
much.
ta said I wasn't gonna talk about myself at all. Now I'm just like getting into just like my deepest
This is your
problems.
deepest problem?
Yeah.
I haven't heard
That I mean
that.
that's not a huge problem. Playing football at Marion was cool. I'm
Yeah.
glad that like I persevered through that moment. I mean, I didn't stick it out for all 4 years, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, you went to Performing Arts Academy, right?
I got so like I went to just like a normal high school, and then I went to Ohio University and I majored in theater. So I got my bachelor's in theater. And it wasn't like I tried to audition for the acting program, but I didn't get in. And then I was going to be a flight attendant. and just totally changed everything about my life. But mm-hmm. then I was like, but I love Ohio University and I want to spend all this money that I don't have. So I got my degree in just general theater, but I did.
Oh, from Ohio University. Mm-hmm. Okay. I keep forgetting that. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
The Bobcats.
Yeah, the Bobcats.
Yeah, they're in the MAC.
The what?
That's their conference. The oh, MAC. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. ESPN nice. Has MACtion on Tuesday. They play on like Tuesday nights sometimes.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's not cool for the team, but.
Right.
Because like their entire, like, because a football team has to like schedule like so much shit out from like the first day of August to like potentially the third week of December.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, if you have a game on a Tuesday night, you only get like two or three good practices in before that game. So that's tough.
That is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably don't care at all about that,
no,
do
I
you?
Care. I did go to a few football games. I mostly went nice. To just watch the band. And then I would leave after halftime because yeah. I'm like, I just saw what I'm going to see for the next 2 hours.
So yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, the band is dope.
The band
I put
was always dope, except they don't let flutes in.
Yeah. Cool. Ohio, they didn't let flutes in.
The marching band.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even in the 2000s?
Even in the 1900s.
Flutes are like, are they a really prejudiced group?
Yeah.
Is that how you describe that?
Yeah.
Segregated.
They're a minority.
In the music, a minority in the music community.
Yeah.
Man. But so you went to Ohio and you finished that up. And so did you move to Cincy like right after? Yeah. You can, yeah. As soon as it got awkward, I knew it would happen. The way you've been playing it is like making me feel bad about myself. He fucked up. He derailed the conversation. So let's talk about stand-up.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing on our brains right now. Mm-hmm. So you started in 2019.
I started in 2020.
2020. What day?
August. Actually, today. August
today?
19th.
Happy anniversary.
It's my 3-year anniversary.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, are you feeling pretty good?
I feel great about it.
Yeah.
It's like, I've accomplished like so many things that I had no idea I would. And like, I remember, so like the first year of stand-up was like, I was dating a comedian and it just, highly don't recommend dating a comedian. It's just like, I felt like I had to take a lot of his advice and it just wasn't working for me. And I was like, you know, really questioning my own humor, you know? And then just like the last like year and a half, I've like finally discovered more of like who I am as a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been cool finding my voice. And I mean, obviously the highlight of this was like working with Dave Attell. That was like,
yeah, tell us about that a little bit. So Gretchen hosted for Dave Attell at the Liberty Funny Bone in February?
No, it was like, was it February? No, it was June? It was like later than that.
Okay.
May.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was June.
My bad.
It's all good.
So much going on.
Because it was when
on.
Me and or maybe April even. I don't know. It was when me and Allison were going to go to New York, but then I got that chance.
Yeah.
And yeah, so But it was like, I mean, it was so, it was crazy cool. I mean, I was like, it was just, he let me do 15 minutes to host. And every time, and that was very cool to do 15 minutes in front of a sold out crowd four times.
Was it three people each time? Was it you and a feature act then?
Yeah, it was, well,
or was
yeah.
it, were there any guests?
There were two guests. Well, there was, yeah, there was one for each late show.
Gotcha. Who featured for him?
Alex Price.
Oh, who, where's he from?
Indianapolis.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he rips. He's great.
Jeez. A year in the comedy, I'm just now beginning to, like, learn everybody's name. You know what
right.
I mean? Yeah.
You know a lot of people for being a year in. And I was kind of a similar way. It's like...
Yeah, but there's just, like, so much going on. That's what's cool about...
What the fuck was that?
My bad.
No, it's all good. All right.
We'll worry about it later.
No, it's just a mat.
Yeah, it's a... yeah, NBD.
No big dick.
Anyway, Gretchen... So, yeah, I mean, like, I've met a lot of people, but I just feel like, I still feel bad, like, when I don't. Like, I didn't know Steve last night, like, when he walked in. I was like, hey, what's your name, man? He's like, Steve. And I was like, oh, what's up? I felt bad.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You had never seen him before, right?
Yeah, I feel like I should be a little bit more prepared when I come to work, though.
I agree. But at the same time, like, to be fair, like, I don't know, he did just look like a normal guy.
Yeah, he's pretty funny, Steve Gillespie.
Yeah. I'm excited
from
to see
Wisconsin.
Him tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's a Chicago guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he's from Wisconsin. He's got the accent, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So... Do you see yourself living in Cincy for the next few years?
No. No.
This is a super gay question. what's
Where
your
do
mom,
you see yourself in the
What's your mom and your dad's name?
Well, my dad's dead.
Yeah, anyway, I was just like wondering like what your future plans are.
Yeah. I'm planning to move.
I'm sorry that your dad died.
But my mom's name is Sandy, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have an aunt, Sandy. She's not really my aunt. She's just like a family
Who the
friend.
Fuck is she?
It's a, I don't know. I think it's an Indiana thing.
So you
thing.
Don't have an aunt, Sandy?
I think it's an Indiana thing. I
you just
really,
have a friend named Sandy.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's like related to me on my mom's side. Or not, because everybody has a different last name. But, they're not. I know they're not. The Sandy Brower. She's just like a
okay.
lady I called Aunt Sandy growing up.
Nice.
And, yeah, so, your mom's name is Sandy?
Yeah. And
what was the question I asked you before
I'm trying,
that?
I'm telling you, I'm trying to remember.
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No, it's okay.
Oh yeah, where are your plans?
Oh yeah, my plans. I my original plan was to move to New York instead of still living here right now. So, that failed. So I'm trying to save up money and. Move next August to New York.
Great.
And that is still my
plan. Next August?
Yeah.
A
lot of people are like, you know, oh, like, if you hate the cold, don't move to New York. Like, oh, you shouldn't. A lot of people here are telling me not to move to New York. I'm moving to New York.
Yeah.
It's happening. Yeah.
Yeah, you really like it.
I like it a lot.
I've been there once.
Yeah.
And I liked it. Yeah, it's
yeah.
a really cool place.
Yeah, I love the hustle and bustle as somebody who, like, really loves to work all the time. Like, that's the kind of lifestyle I want.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I'm excited because I think I can save up enough.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I also want to go visit Austin, Texas and Los Angeles just to see what they're like. Yeah, I mean, they're just places I've never been before.
Oh, yeah, no. I definitely want to go.
For comedy, too, so.
I definitely want to go to L.A.
Open mics. Yeah, Steven said there's a bunch of open mics in L.A. It just, you gotta either walk a long way or sit in traffic. Traffic there is really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really bad. Like, you gotta leave, like, an hour or two for, like, a 3-mile, 4-mile trip.
Right, and that's why, like, that's why I want to move to New York, because I want to get rid of my car. I hate driving around.
Yeah, yeah, I've been thinking about that. I probably have to drive mine for about 3 or 4 more years, though. It's a nice car.
Yeah, well, and you're young.
Yeah.
You have time to develop and move.
Like, yeah, I think I'm going to live here for like 3 or 4 years.
It's a great place to work. Honestly, since
6, 7, 8.
Oh, what about?
Let's go Reds.
Okay. Forever. Do you think you could, what's your end goal? Are you planning to end up in New York? Is that where you want to be?
Since I'm a year in, I don't really want to say. I don't really want to have.
Yeah, you don't really know yet.
That clear of.
I see.
Like, I'm trying to set more little goals for myself. Good. Like, you know, just stopping cigarettes and.
That's good.
Yeah, like I need to stop doing shit like that before I make any kind of move or big financial decision.
This is something that I think more comics should listen to, too, because, like, I think a lot of comics think that they need to have some sort of problem with themselves in order to be funny, and it's like, no, every comic should, like, work on themselves, work on getting, like, themselves in a good, happy place so that they can talk about, like, when they used to be shitty or whatever, you know? So, yeah, I think that's good that you're working on yourself.
Thanks. I mean, I'm not doing a great job, but...
Who is? You know?
Yeah, but I could structure... I don't know. I feel like a lot of, like, the things I'm... Also, like, food and drinks that, like, I'm putting... Not just, like, alcohol, but, like, soda and sugar and fatty fried stuff and... Vape smoke and cigarette smoke, and I like the weed smoke. I don't want to think about that as a bad thing yet.
Yeah, the weed smoke is pretty good.
But yeah, just like I think a lot of like what I'm intaking is just like making my mentality not as expanded as it should be. Like I feel like I'm setting limits to myself. Yeah. Or I'm limiting myself from what could be my potential.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. And learning that is like.
Yeah. I need to go to Findlay Market.
Solid advice. I mean, because people don't realize, you're taking away your potential when you're putting all these other things. Yeah.
I need to go to Findlay Market tomorrow. Have you ever been there?
I love Findlay Market.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's just too pricey for me.
Do you not eat a lot of meat?
I do eat meat, but I don't really know how to cook it.
Yeah.
I know how, like, I know that if I cook vegetables, there's no, like, wrong way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm, like, cool with vegetables, but meat, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Especially, like, chicken.
You don't like chicken at all?
No, I like chicken. I'm afraid to cook it because I feel like I'll fuck it up.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, what's weird about chicken is that when you, like, get it at a restaurant, they don't ask you how you want it cooked. Like, if you get, say you get, like, a steak
well,
or, like, Yeah, like you get like a filet or a sirloin or a
Yeah.
New York strip.
How do you?
They'll be like, "Do you want it? How do you want it cooked? Medium rare, medium or like rare, medium well, and well
What do
done."
you
I
get?
think that's all of them. I get medium rare or
Medium rare.
medium sometimes, but
Nice.
usually medium rare. Yeah.
Gotcha. That's the way to go. And I feel like that's like how
Yeah.
everyone wants it.
That's the best way with no sauce. If you're gonna
Yeah.
use like a steak sauce, like A1, I would say like medium is the. I'm kind of just bullshitting right now, but I would say like since that's like a little bit more cooked, it's losing flavor. The blood. It's
Blood.
losing blood, losing
You
flavor.
don't need sauce when you have blood. Yeah,
Great marketing scheme.
they don't ask what how you want your chicken cooked because it's like there's only one way to cook it though. You can't
Yeah.
if you cook chicken well done, it's gonna be not edible.
I mean, I like to blacken my chicken a little bit, like make it like the edges around it
Racist.
black. Yeah, was that racist, Gretchen? Come on.
Come
I'm
on.
trying to have a serious t conversation about
About
chicken
shit.
here. Come
Yeah.
on, you're pulling my leg.
My chicken leg.
Cut it Oh, yeah.
What?
Saturday
Saturday,
in the
Saturday,
park.
Saturday,
Do you remember?
Saturday,
Have you heard that
Saturday,
song?
Saturday. No.
I think
Have
it
you heard
was. Yeah, I've
the
heard that song. But you didn't know it's my song.
What's your song?
It's like Saturday in the park. I think it was the 4th of July.
Yeah,
Do, do,
sounds
do. I don't know any of
very
the other.
familiar.
That's all I know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds so familiar, but
Yeah. So you got some friends in New York?
sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got I yeah, it's pretty cool. I feel like it's easy for me to I don't know. I have a lot of like similar values as the comics from New York that come in. Like I'm able to talk to them about like stand up because they seem to really enjoy talking about stand up. I'm pretty good at reading social cues, I feel like. So like I feel like they enjoy talking to me. But yeah, anyway, I have a lot of people in New York that I can approach and
Yeah.
like it's pretty nice. It's pretty cool. It's fun.
What's the other than hosting for Dave at the Funny Bone, what's the like other highlight that you've had so far?
I would say honestly, hosting for Tom Tekar
Oh yeah, that
was
was a
very
good
cool.
show. Yeah.
Yeah, he was somebody who I felt like I could really just open up to about like talking about stand up with. And he just really like taught me a lot. And it's just like he was just very kind and yeah, very, very cool. It was fun working with him, and I feel like I learned a lot. Another highlight from this year. Well, last year, I got to go to New York, and that was like a huge highlight.
What time of year did you
It
go?
was like July
In 2021?
2022.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went in December of 2021 with my parents. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. I did
It's a
go
fun
in
show.
2021 as well, with Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the second time I went, that was when I decided, yeah, I want to move here.
Stand up or not, you ever been out of the country?
I've not.
Yeah.
Never.
You've just how many states have you been to?
I've
Can,
only
do you
been to
know?
like not that
That's a really like hard question to think about.
well, it's like I've been to Florida. I used to go to Gatlinburg all the time, obviously. Myrtle Beach, obviously.
For like vacations with your
Yeah.
family.
Yep.
Got you.
And then I've been to Texas once, but that was a long time ago. I went to Hawaii once, a long time ago. Yeah, I just haven't really, I don't really. My parents never really were explorers, or, they never like took us many places, really.
Yeah, I went on like some cool vacations like Universal Studios and like Disney World when I was a little kid, and we also got to my dad's grandpa's from Sicily, so we went to Rome and Sicily for like a 10-day
That's cool. How old
expedition.
were you for that?
15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and but like I don't know, it was just like we went on like the touristy vacations. I wish we would like I went to Tennessee with my friends when I was in college. That was like such a night. I w wish I had not drank so fucking much, dog. Oh my God, I would have enjoyed it like so much more.
You know that, like quitting that. Saved me, especially stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish my parents would or were like more like adventurous people. Like they like going outdoors, and like we would go camping sometimes, but it'd be at like the public places. So like I don't know, it would just be like a 1 or 2 day thing, and then we
Yeah.
wouldn't go up like hiking, like on like different trails. It's like no, we
Oh,
wouldn't.
you didn't?
Yeah, we wouldn't do
Oh, you just
that
camp.
stuff. Yeah. And it's like when you go to like Tennessee and like mountainous places like that, you can literally like be by yourself, like with your pack in the woods. So like, yeah, I wish we would have done more like wilderness stuff
Wait,
when
so
I was growing up.
did you not go camping? You
Sometimes.
did sometimes,
Yeah, it
okay.
was always super uncomfortable though. It'd always be like really hot. And we'd be at like one of those like reservation areas in Indiana, like the Hoosier National Forest, and there would be a bunch of people there. And
Oh.
it'd be like a community shower. Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah,
Like it's
that's
cool to get like
yeah.
a cabin somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents yeah, we didn't we would go camping and stuff, but like I mean when we went to Gatlinburg and all that, it was like in a hotel. We didn't hike around.
Gotcha.
We yeah.
What's there to do in Gatlinburg? Isn't there like a isn't that like real fancy?
It's there's a lot of taffy. There's a lot of well, there was like this arcade place that my family would always go to called Fanny Farkle. And so we would spend a lot of time in Fanny Farkle, which it, yeah.
You like arcade games?
I didn't, but my whole family did, so I had to like just go in there. And
Yeah.
like I was always like an outdoorsy person, but my parents just weren't. And my sister wasn't.
Yeah.
But I would play like some of the games, you know. Like there was one game where like a light would like go around and you have to stop it at a certain time.
Yeah. I haven't meditated in a little bit. This is kind of nice. How old were you when you learned how to play the flute?
I was in 6th grade.
Nice. 12 years old?
Is that
11, 12. That's how old I
94?
was
Yes,
when I
12.
was 6th grade. Dang, dude. I tried taking piano
I'm
lessons.
pretty good.
Yeah, you are really good. I think it's so impressive when people can play any instrument. Oh my gosh, I'm so content, let's go.
It's like really good.
Yeah, you could like be in a jazz thing band. Okay. Are there any like other groups?
Jazz group.
Yeah. Have you ever done that before? Have you gone to an open mic at a jazz club or a bar,
I wish that
open
there,
jazz?
if there's a jazz open mic in Cincinnati, I would love to know and I would
Okay.
love to go, but I don't know if there is.
I've been to one.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was like last year, so I don't know if it's still going on or not, but I'm sure there are a few.
Yeah, no, but I did do jazz band in high school, but my high school band teacher, Mr. Havermail, told me that there's no flute in jazz,
Oh, yeah.
but there's flute in jazz.
Yeah. Why does he think that?
I think it's like traditional jazz, I guess, has only brass or whatever, but
Ah,
he needs to open
gotcha.
his mind a little bit.
And that's a silver?
What?
And that's a silver?
It's a woodwind.
It's a woodwind. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. What's another? Is a clarinet a woodwind too?
Clarinet is woodwind sax.
Okay.
So, like, they let some woodwinds in.
Gotcha.
Like, saxophone is like, you got it. If you don't have a saxophone, you're not
Yeah.
doing jazz.
Yeah.
But flute adds to jazz, for sure. It's like
Yeah.
real.
I could definitely see how it would. Yeah, I think I've seen some examples of it. I don't know.
Here, I can play it like jazz is like was not jazz, but see, I
I could
thought I
see how
had,
it that could be jazz though,
you
'cause
know,
I'm
wait.
stupid. What song is that? Sounds like you're creeping up on somebody.
It's called Stalker Number Five.
Sexual
It's like
offender
Mambo
number
Number Five,
27.
but they're just following Monica and all those women.
There's some sexual offenders that live close to us. That
Yeah, we
you,
did get
yeah,
a
and you told me you have a picture of a guy on our refrigerator. That was great to see when I moved in here. He's fucking 6'4".
I had just literally gotten it that day
Yeah.
in the mail, was this sex offender notification. And I was like, well, I mean, we gotta know what he looks like, so
Yeah.
might as well put him on the fridge so that we can know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, dude.
Man, dude, yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Cincinnati, tell you what.
Cincinnati.
Indianapolis probably wasn't too much better. There were some sex offenders that worked in the cafeteria that
Oh no.
yeah, 'cause I looked it up one time when I was a junior or a senior, 'cause you know how you can look it up online. I forget,
Oh.
it's a .gov thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Damn.
yeah, you can look within like up to like a 25-mile radius
Damn.
of your location, I think. Yeah, yeah,
And you're like, they're in the
I
lunchroom
saw,
right
yeah, like
now.
pictures of people that
Damn.
work there. Yeah.
Women?
No.
No.
No women.
I feel like those women with the hair nuts could really.
Yeah, maybe there were, but that is funny though. It's like you wouldn't think a whole lot of women would be sex offenders, but like when you go to the database website, there actually are quite a
Really?
few. I mean, oh yeah, there's definitely a lot more men than women, but yeah, there's like, yeah, just like old fucking ladies that are like fat as hell with no teeth, just like for their mugshot. It's like, what the hell? I don't even want to know what they did. That could be a sex crime. Oh my God. Yeah.
Was that?
Shivers.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow.
You, the ickies.
Like he's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the
in a situation like that, is it okay to hit a woman?
Yeah.
But she probably wasn't committing sex crimes against adult men. It's probably kids.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's the lunch lady.
Yeah. So you grew up in Greenfield,
I'm just really
Ohio.
Disappointed in my jazz song from earlier.
Yeah, I thought the song was great. Dog, can I try to play it? And you can see how much better you are at it.
Well, mm-hmm. I know that you won't even be able to make a sound out of it.
What's up, cuz?
Do you want me to help, or?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't want you to help.
Can I have one more attempt at the jazz?
Yeah, you can.
That was way better. See? That was a jazzy tune.
That was, yeah. Well, I mean,
so
I don't
I'm glad
know.
I did that.
That you think that was a little bit better than the last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you not?
I mean, I can't really tell a difference. I feel like I'm so bad at judging stuff like that.
You're bad at judging jazz?
Yeah, and just, like,
JJ.
Instrumental stuff in general. Like,
yeah.
I have no rhythm.
Really?
No, not
so,
very
like,
much at all. Like, I like listening to music, but...
Here, like, can you, like, clap in a beat? Oh, God. This is bad.
I don't want to do it anymore.
That's okay. I don't want you to do it anymore, so that works out.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yep, I guess I've hit my head a few too many times to...
Is that how that...
Probably,
no, I think
maybe.
It's like a natural thing. You either have it or you don't.
Oh, okay.
And I have it, so...
I hate you, Mom. Just kidding. I love my both my parents. Yeah.
Who do you love more?
My mom has, like, really good rhythm, and my dad both.
So you like your mom?
No, I'm just, like,
rhythm.
Thinking about it. It's just funny that I don't have, like, any musical qualities because both
yeah.
my parents were, like, in the choir at church.
That doesn't mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
my
I mean,
sister,
like, can anyone join?
Yeah, you're
I don't mean to shit on your
yeah,
parents.
Yeah, no, I get it. I don't know.
Are they
maybe
they
maybe they're not good at music. Maybe I just
do they play instruments?
My dad plays the guitar. My
okay.
mom just sings. My sister
nice.
Sings and plays the guitar.
Okay, then yeah, they got some music. Yeah.
Yeah, I would hit a bouncy ball with a lightsaber in my room. That's how I spent my childhood.
That's fine.
That was my
art form. Have you ever played the
form.
Game Beat Saber? Because that is a rhythm game that involves a lightsaber in the virtual reality world.
No, I haven't.
It's
a VR
cool.
game. Oh, nice. I don't know if I want to try that VR stuff, you know.
You've never done it?
Yeah, I'm scared if I try virtual reality, I'll get like a VR family or something. I gotta like take care of them. Like they're gonna be like mad at me if I don't get
they're gonna be mad at you.
Back on the, like where you've been gone for 3 days.
The dishes need washed.
Yeah, you
Sam.
Haven't mowed the fucking lawn. Our lawn is huge and you haven't mowed it. And I'm like I'm renting an apartment right now. What's going on?
We're getting a divorce, Sam.
My wife's trying to kill. I get on the VR and my wife is trying to kill me.
Yeah.
She's been gone for a week, man.
Kids
Where
ran
have
away.
You been at? Yeah, my kids are doing drugs. Like, they're just, like, fucking chewed up heroin. Getting tattoos. They're, like, 12 years old.
Yeah, you failed the game.
They come home, they're like, we fucking hate you, Dad.
Dude, that is, like, an interesting point of view with virtual reality, though, because it does, like... there's just that fear of, like, well, you, I don't know, this is, like, conspiracy level, okay, but,
yeah.
Like, virtual reality, they're trying to do it with social media. Have you seen those, like, the Meta headset.
Yeah,
Where it's like
that's
you live
scary.
in the social media world.
Yeah.
It's like your eyes are, you can't see anything and you can't hear anything, possibly. And it's like if you're alone, somebody could just take you or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and you wouldn't, if they don't let you remove your headset, they could. It's like,
Yeah.
I feel like this is a really bad.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be better to you like maybe if it was like an eye doctor, you know how you like go up to like the lenses and look
Yeah.
at it, that way you can like back
Yeah,
away
yeah, yeah. Something where you
a
don't
little
have
bit.
to strap it on.
That might be
Yeah.
kind of stupid, but
No, I like that though. I think like, you know, checking the computer, you know, it's just like a little spot in your house that you just go up to. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think
yeah.
that's like better
She's
than
just watching porn.
I was thinking of like, you know, seeing what your friends are up to, but yeah.
Yeah, that would be a healthier way to use it. I'm trying to stop watching porn.
Yeah, dude, it's a, you know, we all do it. It's
Yeah, but it's a, not a good habit, especially for guys. Yeah.
and I never pay for it, so I don't feel like I have a problem.
Oh yeah, I've never done. I usually just get on the hub,
Yeah.
or like one of those
The
websites.
Horn Pub.
But yeah, it's embarrassing,
Yeah.
it's just it's yeah, it's not good for your brain.
Yeah. I don't know. Tits
But it
aren't
might be
good.
different for girls because I know like some girls I talk to like are like into like watching like the craziest shit possible. Like I can't watch that. Like I don't even like group sex that much. I like
Yeah.
most, I would say like over the last few years, most of like the porn that I've watched has been like man and woman, like one on
Yeah.
one 1v1.
You're just like into romance.
I wouldn't necessarily call it romance. Maybe like
Yeah. You're into just like monogamous
connection.
thing.
Yeah, maybe connection between
Connection.
two people. I don't know.
I
I think
that's what I
romance
can.
is more like, I'm gonna take you
That's
to
true.
a we're gonna go get some
Right,
we're gonna get some
tacos.
steak. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna
Steak tacos. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna go get some
The
steak and
fancy.
like go to a movie or something
Right.
and yeah. And maybe yeah, walk along like the, maybe not go like into the park because there's like hillbillies and hobos in there.
Homos?
Hobos, not hobos.
Okay.
Come on, Gretchen, don't paint me out like that.
You said
I know
it.
I didn't pronunciate it that well, but hobos.
Okay. Sure.
There are a few homos in the park too,
Yeah.
now that I'm thinking about it.
Dude, that's where we hang out.
Yeah, but maybe yeah, just like walk for a little bit, hold hands. I feel like that's like some romance stuff.
For sure, yeah, not like fucking.
Yeah, unless like you're having a baby. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never had a baby, so I don't know.
I have.
Yeah?
I have a son.
When?
I'm just kidding.
Not funny, Gretchen.
I said that, how old did you picture my son being?
I just pictured you being a bad mom.
All right. Yeah, that's fair.
It's like, where the
Sorry,
fuck
that
is
probably
this
piqued
kid
your
at?
memory. God. Yeah, no, that's fair. I would be a bad mom.
Just, no, you wouldn't. I meant like in the moment because like, you know, where's the kid at? Yeah, where's
Right,
his?
you've been living with me for like a few weeks now, and it's
Yeah.
like, yeah, I mean, well, it could be a situation where, you know,
Do you want to have kids one day?
like if I ever get to a financially stable place, and I see it happening in my future, like if I ever. Like if I put all my focus in on my like career right now, like I feel like yes, eventually, but I would adopt. I wouldn't have my own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'd have to, it's hard to find a guy who's into adoption. A lot of guys I like talk to about it, they're just like, oh no, it has to be my own child. Like a lot of guys I talk to are like, no, I couldn't adopt a kid. Mm. And it's like, I get it.
Yeah.
But
I think maybe I could, but I also do, like, if it is possible, I would like to have, like, a few, like, of my own kids.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just, I don't want to, like, ruin continue, my body. Like,
the bloodline and whatnot.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah. It's weird thinking about stuff like that. Just, like, future.
Yeah, because it's like so
beholds.
So like it's always like, yeah, I always see myself somewhere a year from where I am, and then like sometimes I don't make it there. Mm-hmm. But I do think, you know, when you like when you work towards your goals, things start to actually happen. So
yeah. What's like the biggest thing that you've overcome? Was it like it could be in stand up or like maybe just like something else?
I think the biggest thing I've overcome. That's an interesting question. It definitely like. Well, alcohol was something I didn't think I could
mm-hmm.
quit.
How many months sober are you from alk?
Alky. I quit in December, so what, 8, 9 months, 7 months?
Yeah. 7 months and a few days, or yeah. Like half a month. Yeah.
It's nice. Like I don't really.
Hell yeah.
It wasn't like hard for me, luckily, but it has like totally made everything so much easier in my life.
Yeah, I think the longest I've made it's like 120 something days.
Nice.
Then yeah. I started grad school and I had a lot of work over a weekend. So I, on Friday night, I just got a bottle of wine,
yeah.
Drank it by myself in my apartment.
Yeah.
And watched football and did my homework. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, I think I was a little hard on myself just like about, I don't know. I feel like maybe I would have, like, smoked less if I, like, wasn't so hard on myself about, like, just, like, my performance in school. Mm-hmm. I guess I was always really hard on myself. I'm like, God.
Yeah. But that's, like, it's, like, I think it's a, because I'm pretty hard on myself, too. I feel like
yeah.
It's a fine quality to have to a certain extent. But then, yeah, so it's always good to just focus on, like, you're doing the best that you can.
Yeah. Dang, I feel like I'm ending on, like, a neck. Like,
no,
just, like,
is, like, I think this is a good message.
I need to be better.
We all
I
do.
Need to get my shit in a bag and
in
carry it around.
Yeah, with a stick.
With a stick?
Yeah.
Like
no. How people used to.
No, I probably just put it in my backpack.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
My Nike backpack. I need to get a new backpack.
Yeah. I have backpacks you can.
Really?
I do. You can have one of my backpacks.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, right on.
It says risk strategies.
Hell yeah.
It's where I work.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
How about that turnaround?
It's pretty good.
See how we got there?
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah. So,
pretty great. Magical. I think the universe really does that.
Yeah, no, I'm really glad that you wanted to do this. Yeah, I'm sorry it took a little bit longer than
it's okay,
expected.
I'm a woman. I know. It's hard.
I told you that I would get Spencer on before you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like maybe I could. How about Allison? I'll get Allison on for the next
yeah.
episode. Yeah, how about that? Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Will that satisfy the feminist? Now I feel awkward. But What are some of your upcoming shows?
September 3rd, I'm doing Black Circle
Okay. Where's that at?
in Indianapolis
Nice.
for the Sunday show.
Okay,
And
cool. Is that
then,
downtown?
no.
What part of the city is it
I
in?
don't
Okay. Gotcha. But if you're in Indy, is that what the venue's called? Black Circle?
Black Circle Brewing.
On September 3rd, go
And
catch Gretchen.
then
What time is that?
there's, I think like 8. And then there's,
8 p.m.
and then I have Commonwealth Sanctuary coming up. The Saturday before that. I don't know what the day is. And then
Commonwealth.
Commonwealth Sanctuary coming up.
Nice.
It follow
That's
me on
in
Instagram, kid rep dot Schultz.
a You just wanted to get to that part.
Yeah, because I don't want to plug my days because I don't live there. They're
Okay.
on my phone. I mean, I can look, but
It's cool. Yeah, but Commonwealth is dope. That's a new venue in
I'm also
Dayton,
hosting Helltown
Kentucky.
at the end of the
Oh,
month.
right on. That's in Northside, Cincinnati. At what day is that? Do you know?
This Saturday. So like it's like
Okay.
I'm hosting Commonwealth the Friday and then I think it's that.
Yeah, you can look real quick. We have a little bit of time. No rush.
All right. Yes.
Big
Oh
time.
man, I was right. I should have
Did you
gone
ever
with my
listen
gut.
to Big Time Rush? Nickelodeon show.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it, but I knew which one. What about the
Gotcha.
Naked Brothers Band?
Yeah, I had one
Who,
of those CDs.
like, what was that era?
I don't know, man, but I thought that ripped when I was a kid.
Okay, so I'm hosting Commonwealth on September 1st, hosting Helltown on September 2nd at the Comet, and then doing the Sunday show September 3rd. So 1, 2, 3, be there. That's like literally my next. And then on the 8th, I'm doing a show at Legends. That'll be a fun show. That's like a sleepover theme thing. And it's gonna be like 3 different shows. It's gonna be big, I think. And then Commonwealth on the 22nd. And yeah.
Hell yeah, Gretchen Schultz. You said your Instagram's at grep, GREP dot Schultz,
Nope, SCH.
SCHULTZ. Great. Do you have any other stuff you wanna mention? Okay, great. Thanks. Thanks again for doing this.
You're welcome.
And
Thanks for having me.
yeah, I look forward to doing more shows with you and
Nice.
yeah, doing something like this
Hell yeah.
again. Hell yeah. All right, guys, it's always up.